Sooner or later, everyone comes to listen to the band. There aren't many things more enjoyable than relaxing to music by the sea. If I called your name, could you be my great escape? Could you be my final getaway? Take me from a life I hate.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 563. And it is only 1 week away from the Great Escape Festival for 2018, which of course is a great highlight of the PCP year, as many of you will know. And I thought this time, before we get stuck into the new acts that I've never heard of played for you, I thought I'd play some of the tracks that you have heard before from previous 2000 and whatever escapes. It's our 12th year this year. The festival's been going 13 years, or we've been going 12. And we've seen some fantastic bands, so I thought I'd bring you together with some of those tracks. 13 tracks to be precise in this part one, and then another 13 in part two next week. Let's get started. This is a mad bunch of, I don't know how many are in the band, 12, 13, possibly more, always changing. They're called Velociraptor. They come from Brisbane in Australia, and this is The Walk On By.
I would do it, I would do it. If that's what you want, I'd do it. I would do it just to prove it. If that's what you want, I'd do it all. Look out!
That was the Walk On By via Velociraptor. We saw them in 2013 in a couple of different places, actually. One of which was Concord 2 in Brighton, which is one of my favourite places to go. You can find them at velociraptor.com.au from Brisbane in Australia. And marvellous, absolutely marvellous. Very, very weird band, very, very unusual. The singer was playing drums at one point. Everybody kept changing musical instruments around. Absolutely wonderful stuff. Let's move on. The Velociraptor was a band, like many we've seen, all three of us, myself, Mr. Crumbler, who was the first person I would go to the festival with, and then Mr. Clivers came along a bit later on. But normally we were all together, but at one point in 2015, Mr. Crumbler went up and got themselves tattooed, and while he was doing that, Clivers and I went and saw La Galaxie. And they were so good, we saw them again a bit later on with Grumbler as well. They're from Dublin, Ireland, and this is a track called Humanize.
Do it now. the Hope upstairs. It's as usual, very, very warm, and we're with Betty and the Werewolves. And where do we have? Fantastic.
Authentic howling.
And your names?
I'm Laura, and I sing and play bass.
Right.
And I'm Emily, I play guitar, and I sing a bit as well.
Cool. And you've just got your singles out here, and you're giving them on vinyl, on purple vinyl and pink vinyl, which is amazing.
Vinyl.
Yeah. So why that? Why in vinyl?
Oh, it's a format we love. But a lot of old formats are coming back. Like, a few friends of ours have done some cassette tapes.
Yes.
It's all coming back.
Well, we're eliminating my record collections still on vinyl because most of it's stolen from my parents.
Oh, right.
we did it so that it would fit in my record collection.
Lovely. So, are you into nostalgia and stuff? Because, I mean, the track we played yesterday was David Cassidy.
Yeah.
And you're way too young to remember David Cassidy the first time around, so how come?
Well, when I was growing up, I used to read lots of old 70s annuals. So, this was in the 80s.
Yes.
But I lived opposite a second-hand bookshop, so I just used to get them from there. And then that's how I learned about David Cassidy. Just used to read interviews with David Cassidy.
Well, as long as it's not really watching reruns of the Partridge Family.
Being part of the cult, no, it's not.
Yeah, we found out about the Partridge Family cult, there is actually a proper cult.
Oh, really, you know, with
it. In the States. So we'll have to do some kind of collaboration with them at some point.
Excellent stuff. Is that another member of your band?
Yes, it's Helen.
It's Helen Wolf.
Come and say hello, Helen.
What's going on?
We're doing an interview.
What's going on?
So
trying to find my sparkle in the bottom of my handbag, but I can't find it anywhere.
So what do you play, Helen?
Guitar and keyboard.
Right, so where's your drummer then? He must have a drummer somewhere. So he's
on the telephone.
On the telephone.
That makes a change. Yeah.
Oh, does it? Ooh.
Well, I changed from the bar, I guess.
Yeah. So how many times have you played Brighton then?
Once before.
Okay.
And Freeba before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucked Up and Let's Wrestle, who are also playing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're playing again at midnight tonight as well. So we're shoehorning two gigs into one night. It's quite an exciting evening.
It's going to be a busy one then,
yeah.
So where are you at midnight?
Fortune of War?
Fortune of War.
Yeah.
There's a pub on the front, on the seafront.
By the sea, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be freezing cold at midnight.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, as we are very, very old, as you can tell, we'll probably have had to go home.
For a glass of
Synatogen,
well,
you know.
That's what I'd like to be doing. I'd like to be going.
Sure, no.
I found my sparkle.
Woo! Oh, well done. Good. Well, nice to meet you. Which one of your tracks should we play? We played David Cassidy. Should we play another one now? What do you recommend?
Oh, what's on the play now? Houston Station.
Okay, yeah. Houston Station. Coming right up.
wonderful track was by Betty and the Werewolves. It was called Euston Station, and before that you heard them talking. Intercepted them at the Hope before they were about to go on. The Hope and Ruin is now called in Brighton, wonderful little venue. And you can find them, I think, but I've got all the links I've used in previous shows to reference the band, so they may still be there. But myspace.com/ Betty and the Werewolves is where you can find that particular lot. That was in 2009 we saw them, and then we obviously heard them talking before that. Before that, even further, we had Humanized by Le Galaxy. A bit of a gay rave going on there. You can find them at legalaxy.net. That's GALAXIE.net from Dublin in Ireland. And that was from 2015. Let's move on to 2013. From Amsterdam in the Netherlands, this is Jaco Gardner and Clear the Air. to Marlowe's tracks there. The first of which was Clear the Air by Jacko Gardner. You can find him at Jacko Gardner. That's J-A-C-C-O Gardner. From Amsterdam in the Netherlands. We saw them in 2013. Once again, at a couple of locations. We had this sort of habit when we've seen a band we like once and they're playing a second time. We go and see them a second time. Always a good idea. Played virtually the same set, but it was nice to hear them again. And then we had a band which we first saw, McGrumble and I first saw in 2007, which was our first festival. I said, come on, they're a Canadian French punk band. And he went, Canadian French. He had a bit of a long face, but his face was changed into an open mouth admiration of Le Breastfeeder from Montreal in Canada. You can find them at lebreastfeeders.ca. And that was a track called La Peau Le Mans. Very, very good indeed. Bringing it more to date, in 2016, and again this year in 2018, we will be seeing the Voodoo Love Orchestra. Checking out. They actually are from Brighton, so if you're in the Brighton area, go and check out them at voodooloveorchestra.com. That was a track called Linda Magdalena. They will be playing, I suspect, open air, as they were when we saw them in 2016, and very, very much enjoyed. Yeah, very good. And then moving on, we're going to have another track from a band we saw from Sweden. There was a Sounds of Sweden, I think, one year. Yeah, there was. I'm sure there was something like that. It was definitely a sort of a party of some variety. I remember that much. It was at what is now called? It's called something else now. It was called Digital before that. It's one of those ones under the arches underneath the main road on the seafront of Brighton. This is Agent Sidegrinder from Sweden, as I said. From 2012 we saw this lot, and a track called Stranger Stranger.
Thank you. my new single called Goga Gambo. This song's about a big mosquito.
Ichi is what his name is. You'll find him at soundcloud.com/ichi-japan. Although he's actually based out of Bristol in England. And him and his wife were both there performing in the Spiegel tent, which I don't think is part of the festival anymore, but it was very good at the time. He was a bit of a performance artist, made his own instruments, did his own stuff. I think I remember him arriving on stilts playing a kazoo. Very strange, but very good indeed. Go Gagambo was the title of that particular track, and that was from 2014. Let's move on back, once again, back to The Hope, as it was known at the time, Hope and Ruin is known now. This was from a French production of quite a few French bands, always appear. This band was called Nelson, and this was People and Thieves.
We're living in an internet age where everybody's either on MySpace or Facebook or Bebo or YouTube or Spotify or whatever. And there's a new one called Twitter. Is anyone else on Twitter? Anyone else know what Stephen Fry has for breakfast and lunch and dinner every day? Basically, I joined Twitter, and you don't have to accept people, do you? So you can just follow people like Lily Allen or Cheryl Cole, but you don't have to accept you. So I sent a message to Cheryl Cole, and she didn't reply. I thought I'd write a poem about it, because I'm a poet.
Yeah.
I'll just get on with it, shall I? It goes like this. Did you see any at replies? I do not think you did. Messaging Cheryl Cole, well, who on earth are you trying to kid? 140 characters, you struggle to make it fit as you spend your evening filling us with mindless mundane shit. There's an application on your phone, update it on the train. Around the clock we're danger prone and constantly in pain. And just when I've lost all my hope at reading things on Twitter, you eagerly enlighten us with something even shitter. Perhaps I'll cease to follow you, at long last I'll be free. But then a harrowing realisation, the twat on Twitter's me. Never mind.
Cheers. And with that, I think I remember him leaving the building. That was a very early version of Skinton Demoralised, Matt Abbott. That was from 2009 when we saw him. I think he disappeared for a while and then came back a bit later on and ended up on various other shows and done stuff on the BBC and that as well. He was extremely nervous. We saw him at Horatio's, which is the bar at the end of the pier. And I recall him doing that particular track and then just walked off. We wanted to go and have a chat with him because we thought he was marvellous, but he'd gone. He literally walked off the pier. He just ran away. And we saw him a bit later on, once again doing our second thing where we see the band twice. And this time he didn't have a band with him. He just had a beatbox. But he was very, very nervous and very, very unsure of himself. But he was very, very good. Anyway, that was a track called Twitter by Skinton Demoralised. SkintonDemoralised.co.uk is where you'll find them. From Wakefield. Moving on, here's another band we saw live out in the main thing. Actually got me to sing at one point, but strangely enough, the recording device I had on was turned down to zero, so you couldn't hear me. Oh, what a shame, I hear you say. Anyway, this is Here and Now by Barbarella's Bang Bang.
Someone who spends a life made up of blues and memories. There's someone who spends a life trying to forget the past. Someone who spends a life made up of regrets and memories. Well, either the one who regrets or the one who's got the blues. They both live in a world of thoughts on history. They forget where they are now. They forget themselves now. They miss what happens in this moment here and now. Someone who spends a life made up of ambitions and dreams. There's someone who spends a life shaking for the future. Someone who spends a life made up of worries and fears. Well, either the one who shakes or the one who stares. They both live in a world of thoughts on future. They forget where they are now. They forget themselves now. They miss what happens in this moment here and now. Here and now.
And showing the door behind them was Barbara's Bang Bang. You can find them at... Ooh, I know. What happened there? There's something. Oh, that was a bit cheeky. I don't remember that bit at the end last time. Anyway, that was Barbara's Bang Bang. SoundCloud.com/Barbara's Bang Bang is where you'll find them. A track called Here and Now. And they were playing live with a very... I remember the bass player had a double bass, and she was very interesting. Very interesting. Her face was a mass of different expressions, as I recall. Mm. Yes. Right, but back to Comedia. Comedia has three different venues, and one of which is a tiny little bit called the Comedia Studio. We've seen some fantastic bands there, one of which is this. This features Kate Ferris on vocals, although she wasn't there at the time. It was a projection of videos and... two gentlemen, one playing drums, one playing guitars and keyboards, dressed up in wild animal costumes. Mm. Very interesting. This is the Nordic Giants and Shine.
We'll be right back.
absolutely fantastic. Shine, featuring Kate Ferris by Nordic Giants, who are also another Brighton band. And you can find them at nordicgiants.co.uk. That was from 2012. And then from 2015, we saw a Berlin band called Oracles. You can find them at oraclesparadise.com. And a track called Journey Back to Dawn. It was rather amusing. I rather enjoy watching this band. I think did we see them twice? We definitely saw them once in Sticky Mike's Frog Bar, which is not my favourite venue down there. It's very, very cramped. We were there early, so we did get a good view. And I was watching the bass player so perilously close to nutting himself on a low-hanging beam from the ceiling at one point. But yeah, they were very, very good indeed. So I'm going to leave you with this. This is our 13th track. Come back next week. I will not be broadcasting live-ish because I'll be at the Great Escape. And I will have been there for 3 days with Grumbler and Clithers. So I'll probably be a bit tired and emotional. Anyway, this is Journey Back to Dawn by Oracles. See you soon, folks.
The tired light of day.
and then it's just a leisurely stroll to the pier.
PC Podcast.